4ZJ Mobile.
Up and 4ZLK Mobile.
How you doing?
Well, I hope you are. I hope you had a good Christmas.
Somebody ended up getting sick Christmas Eve, so all of the stuff that I was cooking ended up going into the freezer. And we didn't really do anything. My wife ended up getting sick, my son got sick, and my daughter-in-law got sick. So nobody came over, and actually it was pretty quiet.
I hear that, but you answered what I was going to give you a hard time about. I was going to ask you if it was your cooking that caused it all.
Before, I did cook up a prime rib for my dad's birthday. I was going to do it for Christmas and decided to do it for his birthday instead, which was last week. I cooked up a 17-pound prime rib, and I cooked it different this time. I slow cooked it for 8.5 hours, and I'm telling you what, it turned out fantastic.
It'd be hard to mess one up. I mean, I'm sure you could burn it or undercook it, but we cooked one about 4.5 to 5 hours. The heat went up a little higher on the grill than I wanted. I used a charcoal grill, and it was really cold outside, and the first batch of coals had kind of burned down, so I added some more and didn't realize it would get so hot, but it was extremely delicious as well. I overcooked it a little bit. It was still a little pink, but a little more than I wanted to. So, but we were busy with the family, and I was like, oh, I need to go check on that rib again.
Actually, towards the end there, but yeah, I cooked mine at like 200 degrees, and I had a probe in it, right in the center, and I was kind of watching it, and I was watching. I had several probes in it actually, and I was watching the temperature on the whole thing. And a couple times I actually just shut the oven off so the oven temperature wouldn't get too high. And I just kind of maintained a 200-degree oven for, I think it was like 8 hours, about 8 hours. And I made a seasoning rub that I've been kind of working on. I think it was the best prime rib I've ever made.
I would hope that I would get better every year at it and that every year I could say it was better. But I have to say this year wasn't quite as tasty as last year, and I think part of it was a little overdone. It's still delicious. I mean, I've had worse at restaurants, so I'm not complaining about that. It got a little hotter or a little more cooked inside than I wanted it. So, but we enjoyed it. We had a good time.
I got your pellet smoker that I use, and I've cooked a prime rib in there as well. And it really works great for maintaining a temperature. I mean, you set it at 200 or 225 or whatever you want to set it at, and it just keeps it there. No muss, no fuss, and I really like that about that pellet smoker.
See, it was in the low 20s when I was out there cooking it, and divide that into 400 or whatever, it ought to even out a little bit less. But it didn't quite work out that well, and the wind wasn't blowing, so it made it easier to go out and check on it.
If you're cooking outside like that, definitely has a big effect on it. But I think you're right. You can't really screw one up. The guy that I work with, I told him I was cooking a prime rib. He said, oh, I'll never do that again. I tried that one time, and it was terrible. And I didn't say anything, but I thought to myself, how could you screw up a prime rib? I don't know. But he did, so there you have it.
There are some people that can just about mess up anything they touch. And there are some things that I can't do well, but I have not messed that up yet.
From what I can tell, he's a pretty decent cook. He's like me. He does most of the cooking at home for the wife and kids. And I've sampled some of his stuff, and I mean, he's generally pretty good. But that's why I was surprised when he told me he screwed up a prime rib. I don't know. I guess everybody's entitled to one thing they can't cook.
Oh, well, I enjoyed it. I'm ready to do it again. Maybe give it a few weeks and try it again or something. I don't know. I'll probably get busy and won't do it. It is nice, though, to do something like that at a holiday. All the kids came over. I've got 3 grandchildren now. One of them was, our youngest was just born on the 22nd, so she arrived just in time for Christmas. So we had a really nice time.
You do a prime rib Christmas time, holiday time, Thanksgiving, you know, and maybe once or twice during the year. And, yep, we have also a new grandbaby, granddaughter, arrived in October, October 4th. So she also arrived in time for Christmas. There you go. So, well, congratulations on that. So, are you ready for the big New Year's?
Congratulations, by the way. Hey, that's awesome. I am. Yeah, I'm going to... I was off last night. Going to work 3 days this week. And then I'll have... I guess I'll have Monday night off again next week. And I'm not sure what we're doing. Hopefully, we'll kind of take it easy and just relax a little bit.
Humongous for the rest of the holidays. I got two small jobs to do tomorrow and Wednesday, about a half a day each, and then that's going to be it for me. My partner now, he wants to go full bore, and I'm like, well, have at it. I'll see you somewhere around the 3rd or 4th of January, maybe even a few days beyond. I'm not as enthusiastic about working every day. I don't need to. I like to keep busy, and it keeps me out of my dad's hair and me out of his hair. So, you know, I just don't really want to work that much anymore. So he'll have to find some solo jobs for a little while.
And speaking of your dad, how's he doing? I hope he's doing well.
Oh, just like everybody else in the house, except for me. I'm so far, knock on wood, doing pretty good. But I take a lot of vitamins. I don't know if that helped or not. But he's doing very well. He's got a little cold, little sore throat deal going on right now. But nothing fine. He's doing at least as good as he was a year or two ago before we had to move him. So I think we've got him back on track.
Is he living with you, or do you have been a place close there?
No, he's at our house. And he'll basically be at our house until, you know, we can't do it, you know. Right now, he's able to dress himself, shower himself, use the bathroom, all that kind of stuff. And so it's no problem, really. But, you know, eventually things may change. We'll see.
He's there and able to spend time with you. But, yeah, you do kind of need he probably needs a little space, and I'm sure you need a little space here and there, too.
Two bedrooms in the back. He's got his bedroom, and then he has what we call his living room, his own bedroom. It's all on one side of the house. So, you know, he pretty much can come out in the living room or kitchen or wherever he wants, or he can go in his living room. And he spends most of his time back there. Usually around 6 o'clock, we drag him out into the living room and make him spend time with us.
You know, joking around with my kids, I'm like, I don't know which one of you I want to take care of me. I really don't want to live with any of you. I don't want to be a bother. But I know one of you may have to, so we'll see what happens.
Just a good example. That's what I'm doing. Hopefully my kids will see what I'm doing and take care of me. But Shane, listen, I'm pulling in the driveway. Good to hear you. Have a happy New Year to you and your family. Yeah, I'm sure we'll talk to you again. We'll catch you on the other side there, Shane. November Delta 7, Japan. 7-3.
Really good to hear you, and discuss the prime ribs again. And have a great weekend, good holiday, happy New Year, and 7-3. And 4-ZLK.
With the Spartans and with their old people, and leave them up on the hilltop.
That again. Good morning, Glenn.
Of course, we don't live in Sparta, which is probably a good thing. Yeah, we have a way to handle our elderly problem. Okay, Grandpa, it's time for you to go up the hill.
My kids, I would say, when the time comes, just put me in a little boat and push me out to sea. And now I have a pond in the backyard, and I tried to say that about the pond, and I was like, nah, don't do it there, because I won't get far enough away.
Yeah, I want a Viking funeral. Put me in the boat, push it out to sea, and shoot flaming arrows at it. Or better yet, just wrap me up in some contractor bags and put me out with the trash. I mean, you're dead. What does it matter?
When that happens. Glenn, I'm pulling in where I'm going. Good to hear you this morning. Happy New Year. N4ZLK.
Hey, KD2BNG. All right, well, we'll talk to you later, Zip3s.
Hi, Shane, KA3JCA.
morning, Richard. And say hello to Sally. Hope you all had a good Christmas. And I'll talk to you later. 73 N4 ZLK.
She was listening. KA3JCA.
Richard, KA4 NXY, David.
David, KA3JCA.
Okay.